Well, at the end of the day, nobody wants to see signs defaced. But the cost of cleaning the signs up, I couldn't imagine that a bottle of turpentine is that expensive. Look, the sad reality is that the Gaeltacht community has been neglected. It's on its knees. Individuals or a group of people decided that they wanted to make a very strong statement. I think that statement is very simple, is to listen to us, invest into our community, stop ignoring us and neglecting us. At the end of the day, I believe that this was done to bring attention to the Gaeltacht community. And also, there's money being spent within Donegal County Council every year, from junkets to other waste of money, but I don't hear Donegal County Council ever putting out statements in relation to the likes of that. But maybe that's because maybe this is more politically motivated than anything else.
So do you agree with the vandalism then?
I don't see it as vandalism. I see it as direct action. When you have a community that has huge unemployment, massive immigration, lack of infrastructure, you're watching your own native tongue, your language, dying. We've seen poor commissioned by the state back in 2007 and has given a limited time to save them, which within the Gaeltacht community, and people feel very strongly and passionate about our heritage, our language, our culture, and don't want to see it dying, and have taken a very principled stand. Let's be honest about this here. I don't think anybody wants to see signs defaced, but at the same time, they don't want to see an end of our beautiful culture and language, and they're putting up a fight. And this is a strong statement. So it's really up to the government now to either to respond or else to continue to do what they have done, and the same as successive governments have done, is to ignore completely rural areas, the Gaeltacht.